From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. Well, today is a special day. We have a group in the studio that is unlike probably much of anything you have ever heard. They are called Chirgilchin, and from my left to my right, if I've got them all correct, is Aydin Bertanul, Aydisma Koshkendi, Igor Koshkendi, and Mangunul Ondar. Hello. Welcome to JPR.
Thank you.
Helping them out today is Aksai Bapa, because my Tuvan is terrible. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for helping translate today.
Yeah, thank you.
Chirgilchin, as I was reading online, means one of two things: dance of the air in the heat of the day, or miracle. Is there one of them that resonates more for this group, Aksai?
Yeah. Miracle, maybe.
Yeah? Yeah. Miracle. It's a great name for a band. For folks who are unfamiliar with Tuva, the place, this is a region, southern Siberia, northwest of Mongolia, so relatively isolated. Independent country for a couple of decades, but now a republic of Russia, correct?
Yes, yes. Inside of Russia.
Inside of Russia. Mm-hmm. Has that change helped or hurt Tuvan traditional culture and singing?
Конечно же, развитие тоже есть. Вот.
So in some ways it has been good because it was some of the first recordings of Tuvan throat singing were made during the Soviet Union time. And 1940s and 50s saw a lot of research and publications about the music of Tuva. Hmm.
There are roughly, I think, 300-something thousand people that live in Tuva. How many of them can sing in this recognizable style?
Из пяти человек вот есть обязательно вот.
Igor says maybe one in every five people.
Really? That
yes,
many?
Yes, yes.
I mean, it sounds, we're going to hear some in just a moment, it sounds so incredibly difficult. Is it a lifetime of study? Is it difficult to do?
Из детства имитируем взрослых и вот этот отцов.
Kids start at a young age just by imitating maybe their parents or grandparents, as well as other well-known throat singers. And it's the study is basically just imitating sounds you hear.
Wow. I can't wait to hear some. Chirgilchin is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Igor Koshkendi, Mangunul Ondar, Aydin Bertanul, Aydisma Koshkendi are in the studio today. I hope I'm doing your names justice. What are you going to perform first, and what can you tell me about it?
First song is called Karashui, and it describes a boy's trying to woo a girl who's from this village called Shui, and the song is about the way he feels.
We've got songs like that here, too. This is Chirgilchin performing live here at Jefferson Public Radio. Thank you.
바사라 타 레스베븐 겐니즈네와르 데스티 장무 엄들 헤이레 텐넥 텐겐 절순네와르 데스키 장무 엄들 헤이레 텐넥 텐겐 절순네와르
바사라 타이다 레레 와서 발간 니즈네와르 바시다 파라이 걸러거르다이 바동마나 절순네 Başta karay kollu koru da İbadın alın sözünde
That is called Karashui. I'm not sure if I have goosebumps or goose mountains after that. I am absolutely blown away, and I have more questions than I have answers at this point. Jergilchin is performing live today here at Jefferson Public Radio. I don't really know where to start, especially for folks who have never heard this sound before, and I have over the years, but I'm still amazed at what I'm experiencing live in person. Undoubtedly, there are other styles of Tuvan singing, folk singing, that aren't throat singing. So is this style as unusual and rare and special to Tuvan culture as, say, operatic singing is to Western Europe and to Western culture?
Да, это три вида основных видов горлового пения у нас. И, конечно же...
The three main styles of throat singing... Kargara, Heme, and Sugut are pretty widespread, but there are certain sub-styles that only like the best throat singers can do. So maybe within throat singing, there are certain...
Superstars.
Yeah.
That's what we've got today.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of the songs, if I understand, tell stories of home, horses, people. The song you just heard is a tale that is global, right? Trying to woo a girl in a village. The music seems somewhat related to blues, Western blues. And in fact, I know there was a movie that came out, Genghis Blues, that married Tuvan music and American blues. Mm-hmm. Do the songs include improvisation, or do you follow a strict structure when you perform?
Есть. Ну, когда вот исполняет, да, вот сыгыт или көмей или каргыра, вот этот момент, это импровизация там.
So you'll notice in a lot of the songs there will be words and then followed by like a bit of just demonstrating throat singing. And in that moment is when the singer kind of goes improvises to show, I guess, what or his abilities.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad that you just mentioned his abilities. Mm-hmm. Throat singing has traditionally been a male-dominated thing. Mm-hmm. There are a few women that do it, but not many. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Там нету ограниченных мелодий, когда вот.
So in Tuvan tradition, it's considered that throat singing has its own spirit, and the Tuvans believe that to not anger the spirit, that women shouldn't perform throat singing. But today, it's of course different. There's many successful, well, still not many, but a few successful female throat singers.
Aidisma does not sing in the throat singing style, but has an amazing voice, and I think she's taking the lead on this next song, right? Mm-hmm. What's it called, and what can you tell me about this one?
The next song is called Majalik, and it's about an area of Tuva where the singer is from, and he's been away for a long time, so he's reminiscing about his homeland.
And Aidin has moved from more of a strummed instrument to flute for this one.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
This is Chirgilchin performing live here at Jefferson Public Radio. Thank you. Majalik. Did I get it right?
Majalik.
Yeah. Majalik, the name of that tune. Chirgilchin is live today here at Jefferson Public Radio. Igor Koshkendi, Aydisma Koshkendi, Mongunul Ondar, Aydin Bertanul are in the studio, along with Aksay Bapa, who is helping with translation today. It's absolutely fantastic and so beautiful to listen to. All of the instruments, for some time at least, in this band were made by a previous member. How have you replaced that loss? Not just the voice and the performer and the friend, but access to the instruments that you're performing on.
Да, конечно, сейчас очень немножко друзья есть.
There's been a lot. There's a lot more instrument makers today in Tuva. So some of the instruments you see are made by friends or made to order. But Mengunul there, he makes his own instruments.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about them. We'll have some photos up on our website later this afternoon. You mentioned first the instrument that Aydin had in his hand when we started, which is the buzanj.
Buzanj.
What is it exactly?
Buzanj это слово телёнок как-то из телёнка.
The name of the instrument buzanj comes from the word for calf, because some of the sounds you'll hear when the instrument is being played is similar to like a newborn calf.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. Aydisma has generally been providing percussion, and it looks like in the form of actual horse hooves and also some of the decorative bits that come off of a horse's bridle. Do they have a traditional name?
Toyug. Toyug.
That's the name of the hooves?
Yes.
And then on the other side, Mongunul and Igor are both playing at least what looks to me to be a relative of both banjo and perhaps balalaika.
Yes.
What are those called? I see three strings, which yes. is what makes that connection. What are those?
Doshpulur.
Doshpulur.
Yeah, doshpulur, like banjo, this group of banjo.
And a couple of them are bowed and a couple are plucked. What are the differences?
The bowed is actually called igil. So the doshpulur are the two plucked.
Gotcha. The doshpulur is the banjo-looking square-boxed instrument. And the name of the bowed instrument? Igil?
Igil.
Igil. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm thrilled that you guys are here. Before we wrap up today, Igor, I wanted to congratulate you on, of all things, a Latin Grammy Award.
Oh, thank
you. Latin Grammy Award, which sounds absolutely bizarre considering the music we have just heard. But in 2017, you contributed to a song by Residente.
Residente, yes.
Somos Animales.
Yes.
We are animals. And it was a huge hit.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure to have you in and to meet you all and to listen to your unbelievable skill and technique. Will you play us one more song?
Dembele.
Gölgem bile yürüyecek çorulan mecbur.
That is Chergilchin live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Igor Koshkendi playing, I'm not even going to try, and singing Mongulu Andar, Aydin Bertanul, Aydisma Koshkendi are all in the studio with help today from Aksay Bapa. Aksay, thank you so much for helping today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980, reminding listeners to think for themselves, but drink with others. SierraNevada.com.